This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. The House Judiciary Committee has approved charges of abuse of power and obstruction of Congress, sending President Trump's impeachment toward a historic vote by the full House of Representatives next week. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Mr. Chairman, there are 23 ayes and 17 noes.
The article is agreed to.
Unsurprisingly, it was an identical party-line vote on both the abuse of power charge and obstruction of Congress, sending the two charges to the full House with a vote expected next week. Republican Louie Gohmert says the real abuse lies other places.
Perhaps none more so than in the House of Representatives by the majority.
Democrat Pramila Jayapal.
I don't believe that the American people have ever seen a president who is so abusive of his power.
President Trump calls his impeachment crazy, again saying he's done nothing wrong. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United States and China say they have agreed on the text of the first phase of a trade deal that will avert further tariffs. But as VOA's Steve Herman reports, more levies could remain as leverage for the second phase of negotiations.
Trump calls the agreement phenomenal, telling reporters America's farmers will have to buy larger tractors because agricultural purchases by China very soon will total $50 billion.
It's going to ultimately lead to the opening of China.
Some Democratic lawmakers are criticizing the agreement, saying China is not making any hard commitments to structural reform. Author and commentator Gordon Chang sees history repeating itself.
Here we go again, trading real things for promises the Chinese will just dishonor.
China's government says Trump should now roll back some of the tariffs on $360 billion worth of Chinese goods.
That's VOA's Steve Herman at the White House. This is VOA News. Britain looks certain to leave the European Union by the end of January after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson secured a big majority of 78 seats in Thursday's general election. From London, Henry Ridgewell reports.
One by one, supposedly safe Labour seats fell. Boris Johnson's mantra of get Brexit done broke through. His election gamble paid off. In a victory speech, the Prime Minister said he would fulfil that central promise.
We will get Brexit done on time by the 31st of January. No ifs, no buts, no maybes.
For Labour, the results were a disaster. Leader Jeremy Corbyn said he would not lead the party into the next election. This was a thumping Conservative victory, but one confined mainly to England. Boris Johnson seems certain to deliver Brexit. He may also be the last Prime Minister of a united kingdom. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, London.
Indian Muslims across the country took to the streets Friday to protest against new citizenship legislation, which the UN has called discriminatory. Ciara Lee reports.
Thousands of Indian Muslims took to the streets across the country on Friday as anger over new citizenship legislation grew. Violent protests have erupted since the controversial law was passed by Parliament earlier this week. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's Hindu nationalist government's bill will allow citizenship for persecuted Hindus, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis and Christians who fled Muslim-majority Pakistan, Bangladesh and Afghanistan before 2015. The bill excludes Muslims living in the remote northeast, a move critics say undermines the secular constitution.
That's Ciara Lee reporting. A military team recovered six bodies from the volcanic island that fatally erupted earlier this week in New Zealand. Eve Johnson has details.
Experts warned the White Island volcano had a good chance of erupting again. The operation was carried out by a bomb disposal squad, but slowed down by heavy protective gear, they had to leave two bodies behind.
There remains.
Police Commissioner Mike Bush said they haven't given up yet.
We do believe that at least one of them is in the water, and the other one, we are unsure, so it only leaves two possibilities. One is still on the island, and we haven't located them, or they too are in the water.
The White Island volcano erupted on Monday, spewing ash, steam, and gases over the island. 47 visitors were on the island at the time.
That's Eve Johnson reporting. For more, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.